Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the show today. It's myself, Dave Thomas, along with Larry McCoy from the Outdoor Group, which includes a lot of great brands, but we'll talk about those in a minute. But Larry and I want to talk first a little bit about hunting, because he's been on a lot of hunts this year, and I really want to talk about respect the game. And my dog joined, but that's okay. Respect the game, and just kind of talk about some of the hunts, Larry, because I know every time I try to call you, you're hunting somewhere, which is absolutely incredible, amazing that you're able to do that. But tell us about some of your hunts that you've recently been on, and maybe you still have coming.
Yeah, so actually, it's been a really busy year. I mean, we've had to work really hard to to be successful. It's just been one of those years where, you know, we seemed like we couldn't guess right. So, I mean, we started off early in Kentucky, Ohio. We did a lot of whitetail hunts. Unfortunately, because of the draw systems and stuff out west, I did not fare very well this year as far as getting tags, but hopefully next year will my luck will change. But a lot of whitetail hunting this year for sure. And through pretty much, I just got back from a trip from down in Texas and was able to get it done down there as well. But yeah, it's been a year, that's for sure, with the weather. I'm sure everybody's familiar with the drought that was going through the Midwest. I'm getting pictures of deer that have already shed and everything, so I'm sure that has to play a little bit of toll into it. But yeah, we've respect the game. It's been on the air. We're on our 13th season, I believe. So yeah, so we air on the Sportsman's Channel, about anywhere that you can consume outdoor television, including YouTube and all the social media outlets as well. But we're just driving home. We got a great team of guys who likes to go out and bow hunt, you know.
What's the quick history of Respect the Game? So was it founded by the people who worked at Elite originally, or the Outdoor Group in general? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, so like my whole background segue into the industry was through content production, video production, photography, back in the day. Actually the show that's still on right now, Heartland Bowhunter, was kind of my segue into it with those guys over there. And then I as I kind of moved on from that, the opportunity came up and with Elite Archery at the time. And we're like, well, we should, being you have that experience, why don't we just do a show or whatever? And so we kind of formulated that show, and it was kind of to help promote Elite at the time and have for a different outlet. And it ended up just kind of growing into this and just stayed around. It just seems like it just continues to grow every year. And it was kind of formulated from Elite Archery before Elite Archery was part of the Outdoor Group. And as it evolved, you know, they started acquiring more companies and stuff and formulated the Outdoor Group. So Elite Archery, Scott Archery, Custom Bow Equipment, CBE, you know, Slick Trick Broadheads, and some more brands in there as well. So now they actually are our main partner. We go out and represent their products along with a lot of other, you know, great partners too.
Yeah. Just for people listening, you know, you guys have a very big presence on YouTube as well. 318,000 subscribers on there. So when you have 318, so this is my question, because we're at like 50 something. So when you have 318, what's your next goal? Is it 500 or is it actually 1,000,000? Because that's when you get your next award.
I like to take little steps at a time, you know, so 500 would be a good goal. And once you reach that, it's, just take little steps and hopefully get up to 1,000,000 at some point. But it's a grind, you know.
Oh, it's a grind.
And there's a lot of content you got to get out there. And then you've got to create some sort of consistent schedule as far as when you're posting. Then you got to put, content out there that people want to see.
Yeah, for sure. True. I was thinking the same thing. We've been recently, and over the past 2 months, I've been really hammering the community section of YouTube on our page. And it's a lot of fun because, like, I've been doing things like, would you buy the Ethos over the Alaskan XT? Like, I give people like the pictures of both and people can vote and they seem to like that. Like, people seem to have fun with it, playing those games and like, getting involved. Like, I'll ask a general question, like, who's the best bow designer of all time? And let people just answer the question. A lot of people have so many people I didn't even hear of, never even heard of. I get the answers for. I'm like, wow, this is great. I think one of my favorite things with all those is the live sessions. We do a lot of live sessions around here, and I just love it. There's so many newbies that come into these sessions, whether it's on TikTok or YouTube, and they ask so many questions, and it's absolutely incredible. A lot of elite questions, actually, to be honest. A lot of basin questions, a lot of ethos questions. When people first saw the bow, and we'll move into the bow stuff while we're talking about, but as soon as people saw the bow, I think there's just a lot of excitement, especially with the Midnight Copper, because it was just so. I mean, that's why I was glad you sent me that one, because I knew that would happen. Because when people see things from a different perspective, because when you see camo, it's kind of like, don't get me wrong, it's cool for hunting, but like, it just doesn't pop to you. And then when you go buy, it might be a different story. You might be like, oh, give me the camo, I want the camo. But I think that initial, like, to get your attention, I need to see something different, and that's where that helps with, But how's that going, I guess? Tell us about those
Oh,
bows right now.
it's going great. That Midnight Copper was accepted really, really well. It was kind of, and we knew it would. It was just because, like, everybody everybody, all the engineers, when they said, they're like, you got to see this color, when they're excited about it, it's like, okay, this is going to be pretty cool. And it is a really kind of cool color because you get browns kind of depending on the light, and it just looks very, very pristine. Makes the lines of the riser and everything look real sharp. Everything just looks good and clean with it, and it's been received really, really well, and it's available pretty much on majority of the bows. One of the questions that we have been getting a lot of that we can kind of touch base on is Ethos Cairo. It's like, okay, what's the difference between these bows? Why would I Do I want to get an Ethos? Do I want to get a Cairo? And so I'll just clear that up right now, what the difference is. So the Ethos is going to come with a performance mod in it. And if you're a guy, I mean, the draw links are going to support the shorter draw links from, 28 down to 26 or whatever. So it's going to support those. The Cairo will come with actually a smooth mod, but it also It's you're going to be utilizing the cam. It's coming with a cam, the SPX cam, which is just a little bit smaller. And the reason for that, because 90% of the bow hunters we did market data research on this was that 28 to 29 inches. And majority of the bows out there that have a rotating mod, whenever you get past that, you're losing surface area on the cam when you're at full draw. So therefore, with that, you do lose a little bit of efficiency. That's why when you're looking at the charts and you're shooting a 28-inch guy shooting through a chronograph with an IBO arrow, and they see a drastic drop from say 20, or 29 to 28, it's because you're losing a little bit more of that efficiency as well. Well, what the Cairo does is by doing that is you're actually using more of the cam. So when you're at full draw at those shorter draw lengths, the surface area of the cam, you're using more of it, so the bow becomes more efficient. So with the Cairo versus the Ethos, if you're a 27 inch draw, say, you're probably going to with a smaller cam and a smooth mod, you're probably going to have the bow's going to be shooting faster and more efficient with the Cairo than it would be an Ethos. So the Cairo was kind of built and was really kind of designed, and really it's from what I off the top of my head, what I can think of, a bow that was actually designed for that core market of guys, I can't really think of any other ones. Yeah, I mean, every bow company said, yeah, we can go, this is our draw length spectrum. You can go from this draw length to this draw length. But to know that it's in those shorter draw lengths, it's going to perform at its most efficient level in that realm, I think is vitally important. And people are noticing it too. We're getting a lot of feedback saying, man, I've never As smooth as this bow is, I can't believe I'm getting the output that I am, shooting. I've never shot 288 feet per second with my hunting arrow, or I've never shot, 291 or whatever with my hunting arrow, at 28 inches or at 27 inches. And people are noticing it, they're feeling it, and it's been a really, really hot item for us, both the Ethos and the Kairos.
So basically the riser is the same, right? It looks the same, but the biggest difference now we're talking about is in the cam systems. And that's what produces a different draw length for each of those bows and different draw options, right? Different draw length options. One goes to 31, which is the Ethos. But with the Kairos, did I say that right? Kairos? Okay.
Yeah, that's
Kairos.
really supposed to be silent, but everybody calls it Kairos, so that's
All
fine.
right.
But no, you're no I, exactly. And the mod, so we have a
The mod.
performance mod that comes on the Ethos, and then there's a smooth mod that comes on the Cairo. Well, with that, and just so to be clear, is you can switch those mods out. So if somebody wanted to try a smooth mod on the Ethos, they could do that. If they wanted to try a performance mod on a Cairo, they could do that as well. So,
But it won't change the draw lengths.
but it won't change the
You
drawings.
can't go farther than 29.5
It'll change the
still.
feel of the bow, but
Got
it's
it.
not going to change the drawing.
So is the smooth like really smooth? Like what's that like? Is that like
Oh,
butter?
it's smooth. I mean, you're losing probably 4 to 6 feet per second, maybe, by going from one mod to the other. And then longer draw lengths, it doesn't matter. Sorry, my wife's got a Christmas clock on there. She about every hour it goes
It's
off.
Christmas
So
time.
it always hits on a conference call or a podcast too. But no, it's a so being able to utilize more of the cam with that is very, very important. And a lot of people don't know it. When you are from that 28.5 to 26.5 inch draw, you're going to see a difference. I mean, 100% with the Cairo, it's going to be more efficient. You're going to feel, because as that mod rotates and you're moving down to the lower draw lengths, your cam's not having to rotate as much. See, so therefore you're losing a good portion of that energy from the cam. So now you're a lot more efficient because you're not having to rotate that far because the cam's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, that's really cool. Let's talk real quick about the colors here. I know we talked about the Midnight Copper being amazing, but there's a lot of options here, Larry. And I, like even the slate gray, or if you move to this silver alloy, I mean, that thing looks lights out. But to be honest, my favorite still hasn't changed, the sour apple. I still think that is a amazing looking bow. But then you also have this purple rain, which is, I mean, if you're a person who wants to shoot 3D and or hunting, you could still hunt with this bow. Like, I don't know if you want to hunt with the blue one necessarily, because I think they can see blue, but I think that purple you could probably get away with, to be honest. Maybe even the orange. That orange looks fantastic.
It's funny how many people will send photos in the field, and be shooting those colors and stuff. And I think that it's I mean, like I said, we have a wide variety of colors to pick from, that's for sure. And silver alloy, it is a I mean, to me, that's a real cool looking rig. And a lot of people talking about the slate gray. We had the graphite gray before. It's just a little bit different tone of gray. It's offered on the Era too. And it's been really popular. A lot of people still ordering the Era and getting it in that slate gray.
What about this outdoor green? I mean, wow.
That's one of my favorite
It's
colors
beautiful.
is the
Holy
OD green. If you
cow.
like that, it's got a real kind of flat look
Yeah,
to
it's not overwhelming. That's what I was going to
it.
say. It literally, it's almost like I feel like the Midnight Copper is absolutely incredible because we have it. It looks that good. But if you go then to the other liquid bronze, it's almost like you took the Midnight Copper, which these might be different tints, it's hard to see on here, but made it a lot darker or something for this other one. It looks more like the liquid bronze, looks more like chocolate or something, like real dark.
It's a the thing too is with the OD green and the Midnight Copper, it's one of those bows that look really, really good either trimmed out with the matching accessories or trimmed out in black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they just really, really tie in and go together. Like my Midnight Copper bow, I've got it trimmed out in black, and my OD green bow, I've got trimmed out in regular, and I could switch back and forth, and I'm like, man, which should I do? Because it just Not that the deer care or the animal
No.
care, but it just
It's
looks
fun.
sharp. It's, yeah, it
I would
just
just
looks
suggest to
really.
anybody who's looking to buy an elite, honestly, like I have nothing against these camos you guys offer. They're great camos, but I would get these solid colors. They're just so cool. Like just to think of the changes you can make on the your accessories to make it look cool either way.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like
Yeah.
anything from any of these real solid colors, there's my point is you guys are giving so many options in the solid color area. I love it. I think it's literally one of the most solid colors I've seen any brand in the industry today with the amount of solid colors you guys offer. It's literally unbelievable. And most of them don't cost an upcharge. There's only a couple that do, which
Yeah.
is crazy.
And it's usually just because of the process. It takes a lot longer to do that, to do them. And based upon orders, but our process with that, I mean, it's probably about as tough as finishes you're going to see on a bow. I mean, I beat and bang mine around for as much hunting and stuff that I do, and it's they can withstand a beating, and they always look good. They're, like I said, they're not necessarily too shiny at all. They got a little bit of flatness to them, so in case somebody does want to hunt with them too, they can. So you're not going to get a ton of glare. But we get a lot of good positive feedback on our on the colors.
So Larry, real quick, just because I don't want to, I know we're talking about the new bows. I don't want to take away from some of the other important bows in the lineup, including the Omnia and the Era. What's been the reception on the Era? How are you guys feeling about it? Is it working like you hoped? Is it a little more stressful than you guys thought because of all the competition? Like, what's your thoughts, I guess, on the carbon side of it?
No, the Era does phenomenally well. It does really, really good. The bow shoots phenomenal. It's a and being carbon, our biggest challenge was really just we were at capacity too, and so the lead times were a little bit longer than we'd like, but they always are, it seems nowadays. It's like who does, with Amazon and everything else out there now, it's like you can hit
Yeah.
the buy now button, next thing you got a blue van pulling up in front. So but it's but with that being said, we've had a huge response, a great response on the Era, and it's continuing to do really, really well, especially now that it's available in Slate Gray as well.
That's really exciting. I don't know if I think I seen the picture. I shot a turkey with the Era earlier in the year. That was awesome and just a great experience carrying the woods, the lightness of it. And also, like we were talking about earlier, axle bows. This one's probably one of the shortest you guys have, actually, now I think about it, the Era at 31.25.
Well, if you think about it too, and we could talk about that real quick. I mean, the axle length on a bow, that's always kind of been the industry standard as far as talking about the total length. And you're seeing a lot of shorter axle bows come out and do really, really well. But which imposes a little bit of kind of what I've thought for a long time is, as an industry, we should be talking about overall length because axle is only telling you one little piece of it. It may be 28
True.
inches axle, but a guy that's 30 inches can shoot that 28 inch axle well because the cam's bigger, the bow's actual overall length is 33, and the string angle's not so bad, so he
I
can
didn't
shoot.
think of that. Yeah.
So a lot of, trying to come up with a way to make people kind of understand that because we hear it too, even at 30 inches or 31 inches with our bows, we'll have long draw guys be like, "Oh, I can't shoot, it's too short." But
Yeah.
like, well, actual overall length is, and I'm 30 inch draw and I can shoot it. And and the string angle's not too steep at all. But so I think that's something that as an industry we should really start looking at if we're gonna go, try to shrink down an axle length.
Real quick, Larry, I just want to throw out there just for the users who don't, and I am actually very happy with the pricing you guys are using for your bows. I think it's extremely fair. And it's everybody else has seemed to have gone a lot further than you guys and the overall cost for your top of the notch bows. But I did want to point out the Basin and the Terrain are still very good value bows. 750 for the Terrain, Basin 650. Then you can get the Basin in an RTS package at 750. And then there's also the Ember at 579. So anyway, my point is this: if you want Elite and you want to try it or learn Elite or see if it's something you like, these are good options that you might, if you can't afford to spend over $1,000, this could be a really good option for you.
For sure. And with those bows, those three bows, the Ember, Basin, and Terrain, they can be an investment if you have a kid or if you have a family member or somebody that I'd like to try archery and like to do this. It's you're not gonna, you can spend that money and it's gonna be able to stick with them for a while because you can make the adjustments for the through the range of poundage adjustments, how much weight they're gonna pull, the draw length adjustment. So they could be in it for a little bit to see, okay, yeah, I really like this. It's time for me to upgrade or whatever. And then because it does have a very wide range of poundage and draw length adjustment. And quite frankly, I've said it, I think that those within those, they're the best in class products.
Yeah.
Because the they still have metal limb pockets that they still have a lot of the key features to make it durable and they feel like an elite.
And they have these, I'm assuming these are all CBE products on the ready
Correct.
to shoot packages.
Yep, correct. Yep.
Very cool. Yeah,
You
that's
get a
awesome.
sight, stabilizer, quiver, and rest.
And hey, that brings us to CBE. That's a perfect move into CBE.
Perfect segue right there. You've done this before.
And because guys, we're the goal is to keep some of these new podcast episodes a little bit shorter than normal because I just want you guys to be able to watch the whole thing. So Larry and I are gonna talk real quick about CBE, just kind of where they're at, what's going on. But two of the biggest things I asked Larry before we start talking about like the topics we want to talk about today was, does CBE have the capability to fit a bridge lock stabilizer from Matthews, which they do? And do they have the ability to fit on the front end of a Hoyt, which what does that call, Larry? That front end part?
The Picatinny system,
The
yep. Hoyt
Picatinny
Picatinny,
system.
yep.
So, and they do. So I just want to make sure we cover that. But I guess Larry, take us to CBE. Anything you want to tell us, which what's going on with the brand?
So CBE is a brand that's really been it's really trending upward for quite some time. And I think it's because the message, obviously the CBE stands for custom bow equipment. And with that, a lot of archers and people within the industry associated CBE with just being a sight company. But we sell the torque system, stabilizer bars, we have quivers, rest, everything. So it's literally an accessory brand that doesn't just fit on Elite. It's owned by the Outdoor Group, but CBE will fit on any Matthews, any Bowtech, any Hoyt, any Athens, any Expedition, whatever bow you want, they'll screw onto it and be just fine. And this likewise with that, we have a wide price range for somebody that doesn't have the budget, just needs a good solid fixed pin sight all the way up to a target sight. If they're a 3D shooter or a spot shooter, we have a great offering there. And the same way with stabilizer bars, we go in a lot of different lengths with weights and all the accessories that go along with it.
There's a reason more pros choose Redneck blinds over any other blind on the market. Combining amazing quietness, scent control, and usability features, you have the ultimate hunting blind. Give them a call or check them out online at redneckblinds.com.
Dakota Silence, we're embracing better. Our focuses, revolutionary concealment, extreme silence, enhanced thermal efficiency, purpose-driven functionality. Unheard, unnoticed, uncompromised.
Last year, Reveal by Tacticam quickly became the most sought-after scouting camera in America, making cellular scouting available to any hunter. We ask our users how we can make this outstanding camera even better, and this is our answer. Introducing the all-new Reveal X. Even easier setup, better battery life, faster trigger speed, on-demand HD photos, extended detection range. This season, find out what all the buzz is about. Get a new Reveal X by Tacticam.
And you guys, not only that, you guys have other things, quivers, rest, stabilizers. We were kind of talking about that earlier. So how are things going with the new Defy? Because I know that was the big big push coming up for rests.
I'll tell you, it's a really, really good rest. I've been shooting it on my bows and very, very quiet drop away rest. It has the launcher and everything super quiet. It has like a braking system in it, so it's not going to slap your shelf, but it gets out of the way. It's a and just a very well put together rest. And for the money, I don't think that you can beat it for that drop away. It is cable driven at this time, so you know it can go through your cable with either a football or served in, however. But it's worked flawlessly for me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I would say this about CB in general. I would say that you don't have to have the, and this isn't the best sales pitch by any means here, but you don't have to have the best of the best of CB to have a great sight. Even the Tactic, I've used that Tactic for many years all the time on different bows, and it is a great little low cost option. So it depends what you're doing. I would definitely say, you know, like that CX5 is pretty sick. Tactic Micro is really nice. I mean, every one of these have their own thing. The Trek obviously is the new guy, and that one has a lot of capability to it. But again, depends what you're doing. If you need sliders, if you don't, you know, what you're, you know, as a hunter, what you want to do.
You bring up a good point. One thing that we did talk about, the CX5, I'm just here to tell you, I mean, and I'll go on a limb, not just because, I mean, looking at the features of that particular sight for the cost, it's got a carbon bar, fixed 5-pin sight. I mean, it is, for the money, it is a well put together, just solid system. And then you talked about the Trek. If you want to go into a roller type sight, you could go the Trek. The standard Trek is as good as it gets. If you're a hunter and you want a roller, you don't have to have a dovetail bar that slides in and out. It's a direct mount sight that you can get in a single pin, 3-pin, or 5-pin, and just like everything. But it's a direct mount, so you're not really giving up anything, but you're saving money on the back end. It's going to feature, do everything, majority of what you want, any site will do, anything that a hunter will want. And awesome. I've actually been running the Trek, and like you said, you mentioned the Tactic series. On the bow I turkey hunt with, that's all I use is the Tactic.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that Tactic's awesome. I really enjoyed that site. I think it's the best bang for your buck price point. I mean, it is a great product, and it, you know, it's just always works so well, and it's so easy to see. But yeah, that, you know, intriguing wise, there's a lot of options. And don't forget, they also have competition sites, which are a lot more money, top quality stuff. But that's if you're, you know, into competition type stuff.
Well, the thing is too, is with the roller sites, you know, people, if they're wanting to get up that, a lot of times you start to look at the directions, how you sight this thing in. It's like, it feels like you need to have a PhD trying to figure out, okay, well, break it down step by step. One thing CB does do is they do include a tool. It's basically sighting in your 30 and 60, matching that up so you can get the right tape on, and then you can worry about really individually honing in your other pins. But it's like I said, the brand is definitely on the climb. To be clear, you know, it is an accessory company. It's not just a sight company. They are custom bow equipment.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll vouch for what you said about the rollers. You know, it not your brand specifically. A different brand sent me a site. It had a roller system, and I thought, oh, you know, I got this, and so I started doing it. And to be honest with you, it became like a nightmare. Like, I'm like, they had like two different tapes on there. Like, one tape is on the roller, the other tape was on the front end, and there was a metal thing. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I do this all day, every day, and this is like confusing me. And I'm like, this is so much going on here. And that's why I've always been a simple sight person, because of that. Like, again, everybody's different. We're mostly Michigan hunters, tree stand hunters. You know, we don't need a roller system here at all, realistically. I mean, generally my shots are 20 to 40 yards. And so three pins is all I ever really need here. But I understand completely for Western hunters, South hunters who are doing, you know, long distance, they need that capability. So definitely important. But also, I want to throw out there real quick is weight. And weight is a super important thing to remember by adding. I added a sight to one of my bows earlier this year, and I swear it must have added a couple pounds overall. You know, when I start putting the accessories on, I'm like, oh my God, you know, it went from like 4 pounds to 6.6 or something, you know. And that's a, that can hurt you over time. That's what you gotta, you know, make sure you're looking at the carbon concepts on these sites, in smaller, better and smaller packages, in my opinion.
For sure. For sure. And like I said, the CX5 for that fixed bin, it's a hard side to beat. It's solid. It's light, has a carbon bar. And I'm just really, really impressed with that site. And I would shoot it through 90% of the Midwest, for sure. All the time without any hesitation whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, Larry, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Next time you're on, we'll talk about the other brands and we'll cover a couple at a time. Keep these short and sweet for people, but I appreciate you coming on, man. Have a great Christmas.
No problem. Anytime. You have a Merry Christmas as well.
You too. Thanks, man.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.